Welcome to Cowboys Corgis podcast number 4. I'm your host, Jaden, joined by co-host
Gracie
and
Dallas.
Today, guys, we're taking some hot takes. Gracie, what's hot take number 1?
Ooh, okay, I have a big list. I'm a Midwestern born and raised in Nebraska woman.
Okay.
And I don't like ranch.
I hate you for that.
Yeah, I know.
Also, I want to add, when Gracie and I decided hot takes for the topic, she was like, I have a good one. And she said, I should talk about ranch. And I literally was going to tell her ranch. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put that in there.
Dallas and I have been pretty in sync lately. So not to brag. Bam.
It's a good band.
What?
In sync.
Oh, that's funny.
But I would disagree with you. I think ranch is fantastic. The right ranch.
Okay. I've definitely had some ranches that I'm like,
what are you putting a ranch on?
Cheese curds, fries. Some people do it on pizza.
Yeah.
I will admit, cheese curds and ranch.
Fire.
Delicious. I will sit there and I will eat until I throw up. I don't care. It's good.
Okay.
But on pizza, that's insane. Not my favorite on fries. I just don't. It's not like a good flavor.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't care.
Let's meet, rather than us all disagree, let's meet in the middle on some things. Okay. Where I like it on pizza is if it's a inherently shitty pizza.
Yeah. If it's like school pizza, I need ranch.
Exactly.
Okay, here's the thing though, with school pizza, love it.
What?
Okay. Sorry.
You know what? I understand that because like sometimes I like a shitty like off-brand soda. Like the Walmart brand
soda.
Okay,
I can't either.
You don't think so?
No, I can't.
It at different points in my life.
Okay.
I would never touch it now.
Would you touch a Mr. Pibb today?
No.
No, it'd have to be a Dr. Pepper?
But different growth stages,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Dallas, what's your hot take?
My hot take is that boneless wings are adult chicken nuggets and they need to stop.
Yeah, what are they? They are
chicken nuggets, balled up chicken nuggets that are breaded like a chicken tender, covered in sauce, and they're
marketed as wings. They are
marketed
grown-up chicken nuggets.
Boneless wings, and they're still expensive as hell.
Okay, here's the thing. I will agree, but I don't think they should stop because sometimes I just don't feel like getting my fingers dirty and holding some bone in wings.
And I
Whatever.
Think they need to market them differently.
Okay,
it pisses
me
off that they call them wings, and it's clearly not.
No,
boneless.
It's like, it's what would you even call that? Like, you can't market it as
sauce chicken nuggets.
You can't market it as chicken nuggets, though, because people, like adults, won't like that.
No, and if you call it like chicken goop,
it would have to be like
chicken bites.
Tossed chicken bites, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So why don't they do that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That
does tick me off.
I think that also goes hand in hand with your ranch hot take.
Yeah. Because
I only eat boneless chicken wings covered in ranch.
Same. Yeah. I can have a bone-in wing without ranch. If I'm eating a boneless wing, it has to be like dunked in ranch.
I don't eat my ranch with wings with ranch.
Maybe you've just been doing it wrong is why you don't like ranch.
Yeah, what's your hot take?
Well, mine's like a little more in depth than either of you guys.
I have way more in depth ones, but
okay. Well, okay, I'll just say mine. I have some more I want to say on both of your guys's, but I guess we can circle back. Okay. This is a silly example, but I think it is asking like a bigger question about how you view others and your ability to like deal with a crisis and your ability to deal with someone else's healing or to begin someone else's healing process. Okay. Theoretical situation. You're married. You find your spouse's diary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you open it?
Like their current diary or like their childhood diary?
They're currently writing it. Yeah.
And they're not dead?
No, like you didn't even know they were keeping a diary. They've been listening to maybe some like
White Rabbits
Jordan,
podcast.
Some like Jordan Peterson or something, and they're like working on themselves. But they've been like journaling, and you're like, I'm kind of curious to see what they say.
It would depend on if they set a boundary, I think.
I see.
Like, if they were like, don't read that, I'd be like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm
they're at work.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm low-key reading it.
Okay, I might
They're my husband. If they're, like, I want to know if they're cheating on me. Like, I obviously shouldn't have trust issues if I'm married, but, like, I want the lore.
Okay, so this is part two.
Okay.
Going into part two. Oh, Gracie, what's your answer for
I
part
just,
one?
Like, I don't know. I'd maybe read, like, a page, but then I'd feel so guilty.
Well, here's what happens when you open, you see one page.
Oh.
Okay, there's two paths, and this is what would you be more upset by? And this is the actual question.
Mm-hmm.
In one, like, Doctor Strange universe, he is fantasizing about another woman, mm-hmm. and he's, like, using this journal to write about another woman that you know. He's, like, all the things that he would do to her, like, all these weird things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other, you know, and, like, how he's been talking to her and stuff. He, like, literally physically cheating on you and yearns for another woman. Yeah. And the other option is that he's been writing minion smut.
I think I'd rather be cheated on.
Okay, and you have like, yeah, you have like multiple
Rule
children.
34 minions.
I know, it's like, isn't that nuts book? Though? It's like, I would rather be cheated on and heartbroken that way than to know that I've been sleeping next to an absolute psycho.
My spouse is sexually attracted to minions.
And I'm just using that like as a goofy example and yeah. replace minion with like any other weird thing.
SpongeBob or something.
Yeah,
My Little Pony.
Cheated on.
Yeah, cheated on.
As
it,
awful
and
as
And replace
it is.
Like finding it in a journal with just finding you're cheating, being cheated on. Go ahead, Dallas.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I think I'd rather be cheated on and just know my partner has just been like a piece of shit
mm-hmm.
rather than deep psychological problems.
Like, yeah.
Maybe he wasn't cheating on you for the whole relationship, but you know what he was doing? Writing minion smut.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I think what that says about us is that like we, because obviously you're probably, you know, going to terminate the relationship
yeah.
or the other way, right? Because then if it's the other way,
yeah.
it's at least we're all on the same page. You're like, oh, but I could work with that.
Just like ignore that it ever happened.
Oh, God, dude. Until they're on their deathbed.
Yeah.
So I know you're dying, but I did read your journal a couple years ago. And what the hell? Why is there 52
years ago?
Of minions from the Despicable Me universe depicted in your art style.
even when you're 72 and you're at Despicable Me 26, he's weirdly insistent that we go to the 26th Despicable Me movie.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be crazy.
What if that really reminds me now of the Fireflies movie. No, Crawfish. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh. I was
I've never seen it.
I have.
You have seen it?
Yeah.
So at the end, they find the journal, right?
Mm-hmm.
He finds the journal where she actually killed a guy.
Yeah. It's such a sad.
Yep.
Awful. Don't watch
Wait
it.
Wait a
but do.
Freaking spoil.
Oh, man, I just really assumed that you'd seen it. Sorry.
She
for
just said I didn't see it.
I just said I've never seen
spoiler
it.
Spoiler to those that haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
There's a chance that
it perhaps might
it might
happen.
There's actually a chance she was writing minion smut.
Plot twist.
Okay. I think we should
open a Red Bull since we just did a round of hot takes.
Okay. Which one should we try first?
So we have the yellow edition.
We have the yellow tropical. Or the orange strawberry apricot. Which
Jane, one? You pick.
I haven't had yellow in a long time.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's not orange. It's amber.
Okay, shut up. Okay, I'm sorry. That was mean.
That's a Sabrina Carpenter song, right?
What?
Yeah, Jaden.
You guys be proud of me. I didn't buy the Sabrina Carpenter Fortnite skin.
That's a thing.
She looks so hot, though. That looks like pee.
Her
never
Fortnite
seen
skin?
Can. Yeah, dude, it looks so good. You can buy like a Juno position
what?
As an emote.
That's
what?
So,
oh my God, that is a good Fortnite skin. What the hell?
Just based off colors, this is my least favorite one so far.
Yeah, this is too.
It's somewhere between beer and like
piss.
Mostly dehydrated piss.
Like you're dying. If like you're
I'm yeah. hungover.
Like
piss.
You need to see the urologist. Smell?
It smells so good. Okay. It smells like a certain kind of candy that I can't like put my name on. Put my tongue.
That is good. I would buy a soap that had that scent.
Yeah. It does. Like I don't want to say peach rings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think you are right.
I think you're right.
But it kind of like I know this is not peach, but it smells
but
like
it's tropical. So there's got to be some peach in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
That's not what I thought it was going to be.
I love the yellow
one. I'll be flat
one.
Honest. I don't think I've had it yellow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I would have remembered that.
I love the yellow one. I think it's so
that's good. I think it's more like more candy tasting uh-huh. than a normal yeah. Red Bull.
I think that's why I like it. Because whenever we try Red Bulls, we're always like, oh, this is like not like other Red Bulls. But like, that's the
she's not like other Red Bulls, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure the tropical does not taste like the Juneberry or the ice vanilla
I've
berry.
I've never had the Juneberry.
It's so good. That was Gracie, by the way.
Oops. I'm starting to think, guys, because I've been polling a lot of people about their favorite Red Bull lately.
Uh-huh.
I think it's very subjective. Like, everyone has a different favorite.
Duh.
Well, you know, that's kind of the point of having different flavors is that there's something for everybody.
I don't subscribe to that.
Okay.
Did you order the new Red Bulls?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got the white peach?
Let me text the boy right now.
You haven't ordered the Red Bull yet? Guys, we sell Red Bull a lot. We have a Red Bull fridge. And guess what we are out of pretty much? Red Bull.
Yeah, by the way, you can only get a Red Bull fridge if you sell like 10,000 or if you buy like $10,000 worth of.
So basically, if you want a Red Bull fridge, save up.
Yeah, save up for real.
So,
what tier?
We'll get some ordered. What tier is this?
We need a tier of these.
Oh.
This isn't my favorite.
Jaden, do you want to grab our chart?
I think it's like a B tier.
I was going to go lower.
I'm going to say B.
Oh.
B and C?
I was... Wait. Go C. Have I tiered anything C yet?
We have... Gracie is the only... You had grapefruit as C.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I want this to be...
E?
E. No.
E?
E.
Oh, E.
Dang.
This is not my favorite.
You don't vibe, huh?
I mean, I don't mind it, but I'm not reaching
for
this ever.
I'll take the rest of yours. You want to dump it into mine?
Yeah. I'm never going to reach for this is my thing. Hot take.
That's a hot take.
That's my hot take.
That's crazy. Do you want me to write it?
Yeah.
It's good, but it doesn't deserve.
Whose mic is this? Why do we have a fourth?
That's if we have another guest. If we have a guest on our dream guest on my podcast.
Let's spice things up. One of my exes. Okay, you said you want yours at E?
Yeah. Okay. Fun fact, Jaden loves JoJo Siwa. Big fan.
Yeah, one time I came in to get a coffee and Jaden was in the back watching the iced coffee music video on repeat.
So. And he was also doing the karma dance
I like the way you
once.
Got in my bean. Yeah. Okay, Jaden, where do you want this?
I'm at a C.
You're at a C?
Yeah.
I'm going to put mine on a B just because I really like this color. Mm-hmm. Actually, this might be an A tier flavor for me.
Really? You see what drops it for me? The color, not A-tier? Great. A tier?
Mm-hmm. I love fruity little flavors.
I do just, I don't care for that.
I love it.
You are kind of a fruity gal.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Gracie. I just said it.
Oh, I did have a really good idea for the coconut Red Bull.
Oh.
Infuse that with blue raspberry syrup.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That would be good.
A gal asked for that today, and we didn't have blue raspberry.
You're out of blue raspberry syrup?
Yep.
Bruh.
So, dude, I always order so much. I'm like, we'll never use all this. And we do.
My second hot take today. I get down with a lot of school lunches. Most school lunches I get down with.
I would disagree.
Yeah, I know
highly.
You would.
I bring my lunch.
Like, every day.
Every day. And I feel fuller, more satisfied, texturally and tastefully satisfied as well. I think everything at the school is soggy and bland.
Yeah. But as someone who can't, like, cook, really, like, it's not something I've ever really wanted to do. I don't make my own lunches. Therefore, I don't really have much to eat or bring. And you put some crappy nachos in front of me, and I'm going to put them down.
I will say that there are some meals at our school that are good. I love the chicken drumsticks.
Ew, I hate that.
What?
I don't. It's too greasy. I don't like it.
It's greasy, but it's good. I know you like the burgers, but I hate the burgers. The burgers are so... I don't... That pisses me off that you like the burgers. Good. It like the it's like a potato.
It's soy.
No,
it's so good.
It's like a flour bun that's dry with the soybean patty with cheese that is not melted.
Yep. And
with
some ketchup.
With ketchup and terrible pickles. It
Ew, I don't put pickles on my burger.
It is a sin to America to serve burgers like that.
Then I guess Gracie and I are Ahalo Akbar.
I want you to come to my house and I will cook you a cheeseburger.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've had some fantastic
and
burgers.
And I want you to tell me if you'd rather have that or the school's
one.
Oh,
I'm going to pick like a better burger if I'm given the chance. But if it's hamburger day at school, I'm not bringing my lunch.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Going to sit at the table and I'm going to get seconds. I'm going to eat two of those burgers.
That's insane.
I don't even care.
See,
that's a hot take, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a hot take.
Maybe that's why the Middle East attacks us, is because we put pickles on our burgers.
Yeah, because we like soy patties.
Yeah, that's why.
Gross.
Shut up. You're wrong.
It's okay.
Not wrong.
To like play devil's advocate to someone who wants like a more experiential lunch experience, like now, what is the alternative to like mass-produced, you know, things cooked in big trays and big ovens? I mean, it's tough for that many kids.
You can make it taste good.
Yeah, you know.
My dad would talk about the lunches that he would have.
You hear some?
Is there music playing?
Oh, what? Yeah, there's music on the PC.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
My dad would talk about the lunches that he had, and it was like homemade cinnamon rolls and like, like.
Where did your dad go to school?
Med Valley.
Okay, so there's like 40 people there.
Yeah. Same amount as us.
During like the Renaissance times.
No,
yeah.
Actually, there was more
Don't
kids
tell
at.
I said that.
Yeah, you're not wrong. There's more kids at Med Valley than there was at Maywood. Like the class sizes were about the same now as they were then. And they were making homemade everything, and it was fantastic.
Newsflash. Also, things were way cheaper.
I also would like to add this too, as someone that has catered for hundreds of people at a time.
That
yes,
is a good
it
point.
Is difficult. But at the same time, no, it's not. You just have to cook more of what you have. You take the recipe and you times that by however many servings you need. It's not that hard.
Things were cheaper.
I don't know, though. I feel like there's probably like a level of convenience that the school pays for, like as far as all the wrapping and things, that end of the day meal per student isn't probably super different than like what you guys would cater a meal for. I bet it would surprise you. I wonder what it comes out to.
Because like, obviously, we're not having to pay. Obviously, if we had to pay completely for our meals at school, it would be more than the dollar
it would
that
they
charge us.
Yeah. It's being subsidized
it's like
for
$3.50.
Sure.
But that's because we get it cheaper. Like, there's no way that, like, our burger with all the toppings and the sides is only going to be $3.50.
Like, the school's taking a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, we get funding, too. So, like,
they're taking away.
And the people giving the funding want to give you the nasty food. That's who you should go after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones pushing this stuff.
Yeah, for real.
But I bet if you went to Tim's school.
Homemade
lunches.
I'm going
to go there next year. Catch me enrolling at FCS.
Man, you think we could have him on?
Okay, honestly, that would be cool.
That would be sick.
I want to know what this guy.
I feel like we're going to have to clean up our act a little bit.
Maybe.
I'll stop talking about Minion Smut.
Nazis.
Oh, when have we talked about that?
Not today, but
or is that just
usually,
off camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in support of Nazis.
Not in support.
We don't support Nazis. I just want to make that clear.
Not Nazi apologist. Nazi curious, but.
Like some people are bi curious. You're Nazi curious.
Yep.
Okay.
Next hot take?
Yeah.
Okay. My next hot take is that 99% of the time, books are better than the movies.
Real.
And I say that as someone that barely reads.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I always get sad when I watch a new movie about a book. Like, they made like a TV series of A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Bad.
And I watched it and I just felt so incomplete. Like, every time they always leave out these major parts in the book for no reason.
Like, I read this game by Sally somebody, and it was called The Hating Game, and it's like this enemies to lovers thing, whatever. But I was like, oh, there's a movie. So I watched it. Terrible. The worst movie I've ever seen in my life. But whatever.
Like, I'll say this.
The book. I was so sad.
Like, I've read a couple Harry Potter books, but I've watched all the movies. Mm-hmm. The Harry Potter movies are very well done. Mm-hmm. That's because, like, I feel like they cared so much more. Like, weren't the movies also directed by the author of the book?
I think
she's
so.
She's probably there.
So, like, obviously.
But I feel like that's how it is most of the time.
Is it?
Yeah. Because, like I know the Colleen Hoover movie was directed by Colleen Hoover.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Or at least she was, like, on set. Is that
the
the Crawdad
author's always
movie?
On set.
Is that Crawdads? Where the Crawdads sing?
Colleen Hoover? No.
Oh, well, that's the smut lady.
Colleen Hoover would never write a book as good as Where the Crawdads Sing.
She could never.
She literally
Is she a smut
Colleen
book
Hoover?
Lady?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, like, there was this one book she wrote. This is also why I hate her. I don't know what book it was. I don't know what book it was because I don't read her. But there's a scene where, like, this girl and her husband are looking at their son. And she was like, he really got your big balls. And the dad was like, yeah, he does have big balls. And then the next line is like, we both stared and laughed at his big balls. Like, about this Damn. Newborn baby.
Like, who puts that in a book?
Yeah.
That people are going to read.
That's pretty.
With their eyes.
Yeah.
That's pretty, like, low effort.
Yeah.
It was like 1:30 a.m. long writing session.
Yeah.
Look at these balls. Yep, they're big, she said.
We both stared and laughed at my son's big balls.
I will say, dude, like, yeah, I think all three of us, like, don't read all the time. But
I love reading.
Every time I do finish a book, I'm like, I'm really glad I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how many movies that are made after a book was written can you say are better than the book?
I don't think
You just
any.
Get it. It's so much more fleshed out.
Like, I love the movie The Help, and I saw it before we watched
that was good.
Before we read the book. I love the movie still, but it's not the book.
It's not the book. It's not never the book. It's never the
no.
book.
It made me so sad. That book was
I would
fantastic.
Agree.
I think there's a couple exceptions. Like, I 95% agree with you, but there's a couple exceptions. The new Dune movies with Timmy Chalamet and Zendaya. So the book is it's like written in the 60s and the same with Lord of the Rings, like written in like the 30s and 40s. It's nice. And they did such a good job keeping with the source material with those movies that going and reading like the OG Lord of the Rings books and then going and reading the original Dune, there is so much going on that
it was hard to process
to like visualize those things without seeing the visuals on screen. It would be so hard to like formulate those.
Yeah.
For a lot of the time, I like to picture people, and then when I see them cast as an actual human, it's such a letdown.
I know, yeah.
But when you got these big budget films and they do a great job, it like, okay, that's Timothy Chalamet, you know, or that I can picture this gal as Chaney as Zendaya. Is it Zendaya or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. You know what I'm saying there.
He didn't grow up watching Shake It Up.
I guess
he didn't watch KC Undercover.
No.
I think those are, out of any book-to-movie adaptation, though, those are pretty much the only two I can think of.
I've never read the Dune books, and I've never seen
Yeah,
movies.
I haven't either.
It's dense. Like, there's so
much.
And just pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to hear those things said.
Yeah.
Like, some of the crazy names that those people say.
Yeah, I understand that.
So yeah, it was, yeah, and you don't have to do it, you don't have to go in that order, but it was nice to have that.
Yeah.
What's your next hot take?
Mine are not fun, so let's go with Gracie's.
Wait, we need a pop a Red Bull then.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. We made a full round.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be tasting the Amber Edition.
Do we go through a whole can when we split it between
three?
Yeah, that's not very much.
It's only 8 ounces. Okay. Strawberry, apricot. Everybody, listen. My mic keeps cutting. Can you hear it?
I hear you. Yep.
Do you hear it cut?
That's just you. It might be your headphones.
Oh. Okay.
Papa chewed on. Look up all of these.
Oh,
actually.
That's pretty. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've never actually seen it either.
It's almost like it's amber. Oh. That's not amber, is it? That's not amber colored.
Amber?
It's like orange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
the color of the can.
Duh.
I don't need that today.
I've never called anyone a dick.
Okay, you can really smell the strawberry.
It looks strawberry.
It's a very pretty pink.
I do have a hot take after this.
Okay.
Jane just went for it.
3, 2, 1. So good every time.
Mm. It tastes like fruit roll-ups.
Mm. You know what? That's exactly what it is.
No, it tastes like those strawberry candies you get at Mexican restaurants.
Oh, it does taste like that too. Like strawberry cream. Like
what?
With the little twisty ties.
Okay. Yeah. No.
No, never mind.
The ones that come in like the packaging that looks like strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with like the jelly stuff inside. Oh, this is so good. I love this stuff.
I agree both.
I haven't had one of these in forever. Oh. Oh, I get the
rest? Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, where this is going for Dallas.
I just don't care for it.
You're more like a purist.
I'm not. What do you mean a purist?
You're like a, it's not an oral Red Bull. OG is S tier for you, though.
OG is so good.
So,
like, you can't be OG, in my opinion. Like, the flavors are so complex. It's good. Also, yeah. I hate artificial fruit flavors.
It is very fruit roll-up-y.
So, like,
you and I differ.
So, like, I don't like artificial, like, the strawberry candies that Gracie was just talking about. I always hated them because it's fake.
Me when I try to be different? I'm kidding. I swear to God.
Sorry, like the flavors that God gave us and not these lab-created preservatives.
Hot take, lab preservatives are good.
Yeah, and I don't really care for apricot.
Okay, whatever. What do you rate this? F?
Oh, wow.
Holy crap.
It's not, like, yeah, it's R. not R. It's not undrinkable, but I'm never buying that.
Yeah, but the can design's nice.
I hate orange.
Oh, you do? Okay. That explains why.
I hate that color of orange. Here. I like pastel orange, like a creamsicle orange.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a nice orange, too.
But that's it.
Or like a burnt orange.
Yeah. I can see that.
I also like a safety orange, like I'm wearing a safety vest.
Like you're going hunting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me think of the deer I'm about to kill.
Hell yeah.
Jaden, where would you put this?
Man, it sounds boring, but it's another C for me.
Okay. I get it.
I like C. Okay. That's why I put three of them in the name of my coffee shop.
Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to be different. That's why my reviews are so crazy compared to your guys'.
I'm going to put mine at...
You're like the female lead on an indie movie?
Yeah.
I'm different. You know?
I'm the main character.
I thought you said Indian movie. Oh. I was like, what the hell? But indie. Okay.
Yes, she is the female lead on an Indian movie.
That's not what I meant by Indian either.
Like Native American. Oh, wow.
Okay. I like the initial flavor of this Red Bull, but there's a weird aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
An artificial aftertaste.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to put this at a D.
Really?
Amen.
Wow. Yeah. It's good, but like I haven't had this one. When I worked at Subway, one of my coworkers was like, you should try Red Bull. I was like, okay. So I started doing it in like rainbow order of the different edition cans. Started with red, made my way to orange. Haven't had it since.
Almost like right after red.
Yes.
Like, yeah, how often are you going to reach for that?
I don't ever reach for
that. Yeah, because it's not good.
It's like, it's just the aftertaste that I know, like, I'm expecting the aftertaste.
It does taste like a Red Bull that you get at Subway.
Shut up, Jaden. I got it at Casey's.
Oh.
Red Bull at Subway.
Well, I think we have more of this still than any other of the flavors.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Oh, man, hopefully it had its ears covered.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sorry to Amber lovers, but it's awful.
Amber is not good. I'm going to finish this cup.
Hell yeah, brother.
What's your hot take?
What's your hot take?
All right. I think people should walk places more.
Oh, real.
Yes.
Amen. I agree.
Yes. I love walking.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Like, walk recreationally and just walk to school if you can. Walk to work if you can. Like, if you live in this town and you go to school or work in this town, I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, But dude, like everyone else does too. Like you're like, I feel like everyone's being conditioned for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in this town and work or go to school in this town, there's no reason you cannot walk outside of like negative temperatures. Even then, there's coats.
Dude, I understand for like the people that like have sports practice and they get back from practice and they're like so tired that it hurts to walk. Because like that does suck having to like, imagine having to walk up Castle Hill right after you just like did whatever.
Bro, you can walk around Castle Hill.
Bruh.
Not for the people who live on Castle
Hill.
Yeah,
not for the people who live on Castle Hill, Jane.
Like, walk over to the vet clinic and then walk up
that
way.
Still uphill. Either way. I am pro walking.
Mm-hmm.
See, I am also pro walking, but I get out of bed at 7:40 every day.
Oh, yeah.
First bell rings at 7:55.
I do think
I'm out the door by 7:55.
I think kids should for sure walk. Like little kids.
Oh yeah, kids should walk.
But like, I also feel like part of the excitement of being a high schooler is that you can drive to school.
Yeah, that is definitely like, oh, I'm in high school now. Like I get to drive. That's part of the experience of being in high school.
I understand that. What would blow my mind is the kids that live on Castle Hill and drive a block down the hill.
That's stupid.
That is dumb. That's inexcusable to me. I don't care how tired you are after sports practice.
You can walk that block.
You can
if you live a block or two away from the school, that's sad.
I live like...
You live across a busy highway.
Yeah, I do live across a busy highway.
Honestly, from the school to the flagpole, it's a mile.
Yeah.
Like, if you go there and back. So you live about in total.
Really?
Like half a mile
from school.
Yeah. Which, like, and I could totally walk half a mile, but do I feel like doing that at 7 in the morning when it's dark outside? No.
I would say, though, like, you'd be, like, all fresh, like, by the time you get there.
Yeah,
that's
true. It's,
like,
some time to think about stuff. Maybe some time to listen to music. Some time to listen to White Rabbit's podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think that, like, when kids hang out that they should go on walks more than they do just drive around.
Yeah.
Like, it is so fun to drive around, but at the same time, I love walking. Like,
hot take, driving around isn't that fun.
No, it gets it gets boring after 5 minutes.
Like, it's not fun to begin with.
Like, you drive the same streets.
Yeah.
Like, I crave walking in the winter, like, outside. Like, I need it.
I feel like driving around, though, is different now. Like, when I was your guys' exact age, we drove around so much. But guess what? Everyone in the vehicle was interacting and talking. There was there was nothing to do on your phone. You could text with, like, the dumb thing, you know?
The pad, keyboard on it.
And that was, like...
I remember when my brothers had, like... flip phones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I understand.
You text the bare minimum that you had to.
You
said, HBU, where are you at?
TTYL.
How is?
Like, driving around was probably a lot more fun 10 years ago than it is now.
And vehicles were, like, shittier.
Yeah.
Like, you were liable to break down.
You didn't have a touch screen to play your music on, like, you had to plug in an aux.
I feel
like it was a lot more fun, like, when we first started driving because it was new.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're just so used to it. Like, I don't like driving around.
Driving around is not entertaining, and I'm tired of people pretending it is.
Like, hey, you want to go for a drive? No, I want to go for a walk.
Like, I'm sorry, when we were at your birthday, I did not want to go driving around.
I just wanted to get out of my house,
to be
honest.
That sounded like the last, least fun thing.
I guess I shouldn't dox your birthday, but it was cold out. Or was it nice?
No, it was.
It was
nice during the day,
but at
night
it
was cold.
I'm
not a board game person, so if it came between I hate board games. If it came between board games and driving around, I'm choosing driving around.
That is another.
I'm choosing board games. I played board games on Dallas's birthday.
Board games
with her parents, so I wouldn't have to go drive around.
Board games, not BOARD. I am bored.
Well, that's
bored with these games.
And like, that's so weird that you think that because your family is so competitive with them.
Everybody, they all love board games. If I'm gonna play a game, I want to play a card game.
Like, if I have never once in my life seen your mom so physically angry than when we were playing Scrabble.
Oh yeah, because no one can beat my dad.
No, it's so
my
weird.
Dad is like the least like person you would ever think to be good at Scrabble because he's not super like literate with big words.
That's how you win Scrabble.
Yeah, no, he wins every time. Like, my mom and my brother added up their points together, and even those points collectively would not have added up to my dad's.
Like, Harris played Rin on something, and Joni was going to play Quack for 60 points. And when Harris played Rin, it messed up her whole game, and she was so mad. It was so funny.
The day after my birthday, Gracie had to go to work, and then Haley and I went to North Platte to get Seven Brew and go shopping. When we left, like, early or late morning, my parents were playing Scrabble. Mm-hmm. We come back at 7 o'clock. My parents are still at the dinner table playing Scrabble. First off,
fun.
How do you do that? Mm-hmm. Second off, she still hasn't beat my dad. So...
There's a lot of Scrabble.
Yeah, it's a lot of Scrabble.
That's too much.
There's a lot of words, though.
I can't get behind the board games.
But maybe you haven't played enough.
No.
Have you played Catan?
I've played enough.
I want to try that game.
Catan's
so
a good
bad.
Time. I don't know if you play the Ray ones.
I don't know. I just don't care
Have
for
Have you ever played Triominoes?
No, and that doesn't sound fun.
So
I hate board games.
Whatever.
Dallas hates board games.
Yeah.
And it's also the people you're with.
Yeah.
No.
Like if you're going to play board games with, like, boring people, like, I want to be competitive at each other's throats, yelling at each other.
So I've got this game where you build a haunted house, like, as you play. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, someone becomes the monster. And then starts, and there's, like, 50 different monsters that you could be. And then everyone has to escape or kill the monster. There's, like, a different scenario. And but like right there, like the people's that you're playing with, their personalities and creativity and the goofy things they say.
That's why I think Dungeons and Dragons, I've never played it, but it must be so fun.
With fun people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally roll for whatever you want. Like, can I pee on the side of the road? Yeah, if you roll a 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. Why wouldn't you want to play that?
And if you're with cool, funny people, it's cool and fun. If you're with, like... You know,
nerds who are way too into it.
Yeah, that are way too worried about, like, their combat stats and things and, like, staying in character.
Yeah, like,
because every time
fun.
I play, I get, like, instantly homophobic or something.
Can I roll to be homophobic?
I always end up, they're like, I have my English accent and they're really worried about staying in character. And I'm like, so I
hate
grab
gay
her. So I slap him. I'm Jaden. Every character I make reverts back to Jaden. I'll try being like a serious knight that follows a code of honor or something.
Never.
10 minutes in,
yeah,
I'm stealing something or sneaking around. So
I guess I'm more of like a, I want to, like, if I'm going to have fun, I, like, have to be actively doing something, you know?
That's what a board game is.
No, but,
Not
like that. Like, I don't like sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be up and doing something.
Yeah. So, like, charades?
Okay, I would rather play Taboo than any other board. Like, if I'm going to play...
Taboo's not that fun, though.
No, but I'm saying I'd rather be, like, I have to do something. Like, I cannot sit there, roll the dice, and move my little cube.
Mm.
I can't do that.
See, that's what gets me off.
No.
The cube.
The cube.
Can I throw a hot take real quick?
Yeah.
This really relates to what we were just talking about. As I've, like, because I used to spend a lot of time in, like, Fantasyland, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that was playing some video game or watching a TV series or reading a book or playing, like, a role playing game or something. Where I'm getting at is, like, I'm at a point now I'd rather spend time in real life than distracting myself in Fantasyland. Like, they obviously, the people who create that content want you to spend time there.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, there's so much cool things to do.
Yeah, for sure.
In real life.
But also
there's some cool
video games.
But, like, I think a good ratio is
balance.
Yeah.
Yep, balance for sure.
Hot take. New Disney is trash.
Real.
Yep.
Okay. Pixar. I still like
Pixar.
Pixar
is
movies.
Good.
What's the last
Disney
good Pixar
movies? Huh?
What's the last good Pixar movie?
Inside Out 2. Oh, I cried so hard. No, there's been some that come up. I think there was one that came out since then. I could be
like the
new
Disney movies.
Mm.
Awful.
This, yeah, like, why are we doing live action Lilo and Stitch?
Like, yeah. We do not need to make everything a live action.
And I, okay, this is why they're doing the live action, because their copyright is ending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they renew it and do a live action movie.
To keep the copyright. Yeah. I see.
But what happens when the next copyright ends?
So it's not based off what people want. No. It's based off money.
Money. Yeah, that's what Disney's based around, is money. But...
But it's not a product first. It's not a fan first, product first mentality.
Or even like, I know like Disney used to be super racist and everything, but like
bring it back is how you're saying.
No, but like the movies that they made during that time were so like 80s Disney to like 2010 Disney was top. Like that was like the best movies.
Tangled Disney.
Tangled. Fox and the Hound.
Never watched.
You never.
Is All Dogs Go to Heaven Disney or something else?
I don't know, but that was a good movie.
That might be
movie.
Disney.
That always made me so sad. I think it is Disney.
Do you remember Atlantis? There was like a weird period of like the late 90s, early 2000s where they had some whack animation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Like the Lost City? Nope.
I know like the Lost City of Atlantis, like. I understand, but I don't know.
Not the animated movie.
No.
Okay.
Did you ever watch the SpongeBob episode?
I went to the SpongeBob movie at the Curtis Movie Theater.
Did you go to the Minecraft movie?
I didn't.
It's
I think
so
this
good.
Next
is it good?
Fun?
It's
is it,
so funny.
Is it
so
good
funny.
Or is it funny?
It's funny. Yeah. Not like,
is it like worth the watch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
no,
I'll go. I'll laugh.
Like, they're... Okay. Hot take. Jack Black is not that good of an actor.
Oh, no, yeah, he's just funny.
He's funny. That's why the movie was good. Like,
if it didn't have Jack Black, would it be worth the watch?
No.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. Like, who else are you going to cast as Steve from Minecraft? Like, within the first 5 minutes, he goes, Flint and Steel. And you're just like, yeah, dude, I get it.
Like, Minecraft people made the movie.
Yeah. Like, and... I really appreciated that they used, like, for the portals, they used the portal sounds from the game.
Oh, nice.
And for the villagers, like, it was the villager sounds from the game. But, like, it was a good movie. And, like, they used the crafting table. Like, the recipes they used were correct because I'm a Minecraft nerd. But, I don't know. I appreciated it. Like, I had a good time. It was, like, a 2-hour, 30-minute movie.
Really?
What's the plot? Oh, so, don't they have to, is it like the pig, the evil pig?
Okay, yeah. So the Orb of Dominance, I think is what it's called. So you have to have the Earth Crystal and the Orb, and if you put them together, it opens the portal to the real world. And so Steve, that's how he got to Minecraft, whatever, and then he had that for the longest time. And then he went to the Nether, and the Mother Piglin, I don't remember her name, she wanted this orb so she could, like, overrule the overworld and, like, make it the Nether so that she could mine all the gold, whatever, because piglins really love gold. And so Steve had this dog named Dennis. It was like, Dennis, like, take this back to my real life house. And the
like a Minecraft dog?
Yeah. It's nice. A square wolf.
Nice.
So it runs all the way back to the real world. And in the real world, it's still square or whatever. Nice. It's so funny. And so it like traces its scent all the way back to his house and then puts it under his bed. Well, Steve has been away from the real world so long that like they just like close down his house. They put all of his stuff in a storage unit, auction it off. This gamer guy buys the storage unit because his game store is failing, whatever. He needs games. And he finds the orb, and then, I don't know, dude.
Don't spoil it for me. Yeah, I get it.
But like,
I didn't
want to
watch it.
Yeah, like these four people end up in the overworld, and they're like, well, we need to get home. And Steve's, well, I need this orb of existence or orb of dominance. So they all have to like be in Minecraft, and they have to get to this woodland mansion to replace the
Woodland
Earth
Mansion.
Crystal.
You ever went to one?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's
so scary.
They're so creepy.
I know.
They should have made Herobrine the villain, though. I think they should.
I know. They should.
It was a cameo.
What's his face? Jeb was in the movie, and so was Dan TDM.
They should have put
LD Shadow Lady.
Are those like
Those are very
YouTubers.
Yeah, nice. Very pop. They should have put Stampy.
I know.
Stampy was like the most popular one. That was weird that they did it to me.
So like they just have to get this orb of dominance away from the Nether, but also get these people back to the real world and defeat all these piglins. So like at the end there was like this huge battle. I don't know, it was pretty crazy.
Dude, Woodland Mansion?
So nerve wracking.
Yeah, most
you're like
experience.
So far from your home.
And all these monsters
they're
are coming
hard,
at you.
Dude. Like it's you have to be like no be as good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now I got Minecraft music playing in my head.
I know that's what that music sounds
it,
like.
Yeah,
right
that is kind of sounding Minecrafty.
End, I think at the end it's not wet hands. Like the bum 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 bum. It might be wet hands.
I've played I've heard that so much, unfortunately.
Hold on, I have to look.
What's another take, fellas?
Oh. Stop telling people you're trying for a baby. I don't need to know you're raw dogging every night.
Oh, I guess I never even think of that.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Like, just tell me when you're pregnant.
Yeah, like, be like, hey, I'm pregnant.
Like,
don't
tell
me.
Like, I understand if, like, you can't have kids and you're just telling someone that you're trying to
have
like, kids.
I'll support
like
you.
Like, I just got diagnosed with endometriosis, but we're trying to have kids. That's fine.
Whatever.
But just walking up to your friend or this random person being like, yeah, we're trying to have kids. Just say you want kids. Just
we're trying.
You can switch out that sentence to, I want to have kids.
Yeah, like,
I want kids.
I'd like to have kids.
Just say that. Just say that. You don't need to say, I don't need to know.
I hate we're trying for a baby. I don't want to know that.
I feel like a lot of the time, the woman gets blamed. If the, like, the first, if they're not able to have kids, I feel like the first thought goes to the woman.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's the man, too.
A lot of the time it's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've been kicking the balls so much, you know.
And there's things you can do on both ends, obviously.
Yeah.
Like IVF is a thing now, and surrogacy, and
all even, that like, on stuff. On the male side, dude, like, switch up the dude's diet.
Well, they found out recently that morning sickness is linked to the health of the father.
Wow.
So, like, if the father is really out of shape, eats crappy junk foods all the time, like, you're probably going to be more sick in the morning. But if he's, like, good diet, he gets places, like, he works out a lot, yeah, you're probably not going to be sick as much. I think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, my parents had told me the story about this, like, lady that was having trouble getting pregnant. And, like, she was, like, a vegetarian, I think. And the doctor just told her to go and eat a bunch of beef. And she got pregnant. Like,
that's
after
crazy.
Years of not being able to get pregnant.
Hmm.
Dude, like, I really respect, like obviously, like, both sides of a couple like that. But it's just, like, when the woman gets in, like, extreme good shape for the pregnancy. And then when
then
you
stays
see,
fit during the pregnancy.
Stays fit,
too.
Yeah. She's, like, still lifting and going on walks during the pregnancy.
Love when women still work out during the pregnancy.
Yep.
Because doctors are always like, don't do this. But also, it doesn't hurt the baby.
Like, as long as you're not, like, over lifting, you know, like, as long as you're not straining your body, then it's totally fine.
Yeah, like probably don't do like box jumps.
yeah,
but as long as you're doing light
or like ninja warrior type
like
stuff,
like it is probably way more dangerous for your baby if you're like eating unhealthy and not working out versus working out.
And like, yeah.
But what if you turn on NBC Ninja Warrior, and now our first pregnant competitor.
Ninja Warrior Pregnant Edition.
Oh, God.
But,
dude, yeah, okay, now there's a woman. Guess who's going to complain the least during their pregnancy? Probably the gal who's, like, still, like, deadlifting.
Yeah.
She's not, I just have no energy and I'm so sick.
Deadlifting is so good for, like, preparing to have a baby.
Yeah, there you go.
So, there's so many exercises, like, staying active during pregnancy. Mm-hmm.
Makes labor easier.
Yeah.
Like, keep doing hard things.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when you get to the hard thing, you're like, ah.
The hardest thing. Like, it's like, oh, that wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Because I made it easier.
Yeah. And I respect that. I love when I see, like, pregnant influencers, like, my workout routine. Like, oh, I love your workout routine. Yeah, I'll watch.
Completely piggybacking off you. Mm-hmm. And I respect mothers. Mm-hmm. And I have seen how hard of a job it is. But when gals, I'm just so overwhelmed, I'm so busy, I don't know how, I'm like, yeah, well, literally billions of other women have made
so
it through.
So has everybody.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
So. But I don't want to, like, diminish mm-hmm. it, but.
Like, it is hard.
It is hard.
Oh, but like, it's the hardest job yeah. you could do, but I don't know.
But complaining is not going to make it easier.
But sometimes, honestly, like, complaining is just what you need.
Venting it. Yeah, I get that.
But venting and complaining are different.
They are two different things. Like, sometimes you do just need to say the problem, and then you reach a state of, like, catharsis, and you're good.
But yeah. you don't need to say it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, if you're that negative about being a parent, then you shouldn't have become a parent in the first place.
Why did you become a parent?
Easy. Duh, idiot.
Don't get pregnant. Duh. I do have more if we're still going in.
Oh, yeah, we're still going.
Hot takes. All right.
Don't let the hot takes cool down.
Disney adults are weird.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah,
they always
weird.
Make the people, like the adults, stupid and weird. Like,
wait, what do you mean? What do you think I'm talking
they're
about?
They're stupid and they're fucking weird.
Oh, wait, are we talking about like, oh, wait.
Like adults who are into Disney. Like, who like are obsessed
with
Disney.
Oh, like when a 40-year-old woman goes to Disneyland and gets like
to drink around the
and,
world
like,
at Epcot.
Buys the Minnie Mouse ears
and
shirt.
Like has like a world, like a year round pass.
Yeah, no, and they don't have kids.
And they don't have kids. That's the weirdest part.
Like,
yeah, I would totally go to Disney as an adult. I loved Disney as a kid. I've been there so many times, and I would still every time is so fun and exciting. And yeah, I would go as an adult, but I'm not gonna be like weird about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay. One thing, buying the ears is part of the experience. It's
no, that's fair.
A fun thing to do.
No, that's so fair.
But.
But, like, when your whole
collecting
fit,
ears?
Or, like, when your whole fit is Disney. Like, even to the nails. Like, you go get your nails done for Disney.
Weird.
Too far, bro.
Like, if you're 40 years old and you're spending, like, $500 on a lightsaber to build your own lightsaber. That's,
I know.
Come on, brother.
Like, Jaden's upset that we're talking about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude. They've commercialized it so much. There's so many better things these people could be doing at this point in their at that point in their lives.
Like, yeah.
There's so many other like cooler fandoms or whatever you could be a part of too.
Cheaper fandom.
Yeah.
Go on a different vacation.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
But yeah, to see like a lady in her mid-30s going on a solo Disneyland or Disney World.
Or there's a lady on TikTok who's gotten married at Disneyland.
I was
going
to say that. I was going to say that. I swear to God, if I get proposed to at Disney, no.
Saying no.
No.
In front of
no.
all those people.
No, and breaking up.
Yeah. No. Because, like.
She's gotten married 9 times
to
nine different guys.
Man.
Oh, to the same guy.
They've just
okay.
done it 9 times. And she wears, like, Disney dresses every time.
So he is.
On board.
He's obviously on board. I feel like that goes to back to my first hot take where he found out he was a psycho. She was a psycho eight marriages ago.
Yeah.
And kept feeding it, where he would have just been better off her actually cheating on him.
Yeah, I
like there is nothing romantic about getting proposed to at Disney.
There's nothing
like,
romantic about getting married 9 times.
Or that.
Yeah.
At Disney.
Like, oh, I want to be Rapunzel next time I get married. Snow White next time, please.
Like what?
Is that what they do?
Well, yeah. Like one time it was like Star Wars theme, I think, and she wore like a black dress, which. Okay, I do love like different color wedding dresses, but for a Disney theme?
No.
Be so for real.
You know what? Like a completely different culture wedding would be kind of cool. Like
yeah.
Being
getting married at Epcot.
I will say
that
eating some Dole Whip right after you get married. That's a good experience right there.
So good.
That's got a hit.
What culture has that?
Disney?
Have you ever had Dole Whip?
We should.
They have it. Yes, they have it at the state fair.
Oh, it's been at the state fair.
Pineapple.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like
Dole
like pineapple sherbet kind of.
Yeah, okay. But it's like soft serve.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
Wait, did you ever get that Ninja Creamy?
No, but I want to. Jane, can we get a Ninja Creamy for the
can
coffee?
We get a Ninja
Hey.
That could be a lot of money for you guys.
Okay, hear me out.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hear me out. You owe me $100.
Okay.
and you got rid of Papa without asking.
That's a ninja creamy.
To make up for this, you buy a ninja creamy.
Put Papa in the ninja creamy.
No.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't
what
know
what
that is, but I'll get
ice
it.
Ice cream?
It makes, like, ice cream or
you
sherbet.
You can make ice cream.
You can make
slushies.
Protein.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
you take your Fairlife, okay. You dump it in the container, you put that in the freezer, and then you just mix it up, and it
What's
makes
that thing we have?
Ice cream.
What's the other ninja thing we have? The blender food processor thing. It's not like
not
that.
The same thing, bro.
Not the same
not
thing?
Not at
okay.
all the same thing. Like, okay. These ones come with special cups that you have to put in the freezer for, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, it's definitely not what we have.
No, and then it, like, blends it up for you and makes it, like, softer.
Yeah, I feel like I could get more behind that than the snow cone machine.
But also with the Ninja Creamy, like, you could always make some, like, fun summer flavors, like, exclusive, like, limited edition, limited until it runs out. Like,
yeah.
And then we could,
so
like, buy ice cream containers and then put the ice cream in the containers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then say homemade. Sell homemade ice cream. You ain't getting that anywhere.
Yeah.
Not even the tin roof.
Oh, yeah. Send me a link then.
Okay,
literally just.
We're getting a ninja creamy!
Woo!
Yeah. Fun. Just like on Amazon or something?
Yeah. Look up ninja creamy.
If I can buy all the other dumb shit I bought on Amazon, I can probably buy a ninja creamy.
Yeah, our
we're entering
new
back into our Amazon shopping era.
Okay. Oh, no. Let's sell the meat cutter, though. I'll sell that.
Oh,
and
the
then
deli
I'll,
slicer.
The deli slicer.
Why do you guys have a deli slicer?
Because we made sandwiches last summer.
We used to make a lot of paninis.
We did actually make a lot of.
Okay.
We did make a lot of paninis.
And they were so easy. I miss panini days.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring
we
back
made
panini
a lot of paninis.
Days.
Bring back panini
but
days.
Also,
dude, I got to be honest. We make more money now, and we do less work.
Yeah, you're right.
We like gross more, we net more, and we work less.
Okay, when do you sell your most paninis, though? In the summer or in like.
I don't sell any now.
Yeah, because you got rid of. But back then, would you say you sold more in the summer?
Yeah. The problem even wasn't making them. It was
the bread.
The supply. Like, getting the right ingredients and keeping that stuff around. Like, just having the space for it. And I didn't love making them.
They were so easy, but it would. Yeah.
It's easy enough. Well, I can't. 1 in 3 loaves turned out to be like Frankenstein's monster.
It was awful.
And they were very mid if we didn't have the baked bread.
I will say, though, I would rather it would be, if you're going to make runzas this summer, that is going to be difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how humid it is.
Oh, for the dough.
For the dough. So, as a food perspective, if you still want to have something, even though the bread does sometimes fail, it would be easier.
I'm going to be gone for like a month.
A month? I thought it was like 2 weeks.
It gets longer. I think it's going to take 2 weeks to get there.
So you expanded your trip?
Yeah, I'm not going to get back to like mid-July. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, guys, this summer there will not be podcasts.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah, I'll phone in. Yeah. So, yeah, the first part, like first half of June, I probably won't have you guys work much so I can save up money to pay you the rest of summer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fine because I'll probably... Or I guess
if you want to go do fun things.
Well,
do
no.
It.
Here's the thing. I have like, we're so off topic for the podcast, but
that's
whatever.
Fine. That's fine. People want. This is what fans want.
Late June to early July, I won't be here.
Okay.
So
damn, that's almost like when I need.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, it's Carly. Carly will be here too, but.
Okay.
Okay, and then whenever you're here, you work.
Okay.
And then whenever you and Carly's not here, Gracie work.
Maybe.
No, maybe.
I will.
Tentatively. And maybe by then I show you guys how to make podcasts. And you should learn how to do this anyways.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
And then you take the SD card out and then put it in the computer, upload it to the deal. You don't change my background on my computer.
Dude, that was funny.
It was. You got me good.
Yeah. Why do you have a little monitor, by the way?
It's so nice to like pull up a spreadsheet on one, look at it, and do stuff on the other. Yeah. Yeah, it's like 25 years old, but all right, give me one more hot take.
The two-party system is outdated.
The what?
Two-party system, Republican and Democrat.
is outdated.
Dated. People think so much more fluidly than two parties.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with so many Democratic policies, but I also agree with so many Republican policies. So why do I get two things to choose from? Why do we have to elect one or the other?
What do you think, Duh? Here's what I think. I think there's a group that's always in charge. The unelected people, like the EPA people, they're not elected. CIA, not elected. So those people are actually in charge. And then these two parties where the rest of the population fights over, if we're fighting, we can't think that it takes away from the fact that those people are the actually the people running the country. Like, the two parties keep us busy squabbling while they're making money moves and putting money in their pockets, sending their daughters to vacations in the Mediterranean. And you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as we have an enemy, they're not the enemy. That's why you see, like, dictators of countries, like, always starting shit, always starting wars. Because if they're always at war, they can always... people always are always going to have angst, right? That's why we play, like, football and soccer, is to, like, get that angst out on someone. And so, yeah, if you're the dictator of your country, the Iranians are bad, or Russia is bad, or the UK is, like... as long as they're mad at... as long as you give them someone to be mad at, and give it like a credible threat, they have less attention and energy to look at you. The real bad guys in this country aren't the Democrats, aren't the Republicans, it's not Trump, it's the unelected officials, it's a military-industrial complex that makes weapons that have been pulling the strings ever since they killed JFK. They killed a president, like a democratically elected president.
Yeah.
They shot twice.
That's crazy.
And, it, and like that's accepted fact. And
well, those files all came out. I didn't read them, but there was like 10,000 documents. But
yeah. Crazy. Like they all, the CIA, all but killed John F. Kennedy.
Which is crazy.
And so, yeah, the most of it's bullshit. That I think that's my take to your hot take.
Yeah.
Is that it's to keep us busy. Homeboy, who's the original president? George Washington.
Original
like,
president.
In his closing or like retirement speech, whatever presidents give. He's like, don't.
It's not a concession speech.
I think we're right around the word though. The last thing he left the country with was like, don't fall for party politics.
Yeah.
And we immediately adopted party politics.
Just crazy.
Because it's always going to be a pendulum. Like, it's always going to go this way and then this way. But if you look at people who, like, swing all the way right and all the way left, like, in a horseshoe, they end up being, like, the same person.
Yeah.
An extremist that just wants the government to have complete control over everything. Like, Nazis want autocratic control. And then communists, you go the other way, and communists want centralized control and distribution. So.
Yeah.
In a way, they're all the same.
Yeah,
they really come back to being the same thing.
Yeah,
which is like crazy.
And there's too many cool good things going on. And we live in a time with like where communication is so good that there's no reason that to miscommunicate anything at this point. But that said, it's easier now than ever to misrepresent something.
Yeah.
We could make this whole podcast, us talking, sound like Joe Rogan talking if we wanted. Like, that's like science fiction. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we just plugged in the words and it would, like, AI
voice
use someone else's voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's kind of, that's a double-edged thing, too. What do you think, Duh?
I would agree. Gracie's attention span is gone.
Great. What are the rest of your thoughts on that, Gracie?
The rest of my thoughts?
Yeah.
There's just no reason that, like, we should hate people because of what they believe in. Like, I don't hate extremist Republicans. and I'm definitely not one of those.
Are you an extremist?
I'm not an extremist anything. Mm-hmm.
Just an extreme gamer.
It seems like
I'm an extreme gamer.
It seems like it's gotten more popular to hate the other party.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's
like
that's so normalized.
Like it's so normal now, but I feel like it didn't used to be though.
To just hate because of what they identify.
Yeah. Like that's kind of supposed to be the idea of America. Mm-hmm. Is that you can be and believe whoever
that's
like whatever
the
you want
dream.
To be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we're unadopting that theory.
I think there has been different points in American history where people have gotten pretty polarized. If you want to go all the way back to 1960, they literally had a war.
Yeah.
Right? But it seems like it was different. Like the upper classes of society, like I think there's always been the split, right? Mm-hmm. There's always been an us versus them, but it takes different forms. Let's go back to Civil War real quick. North versus South.
Mm-hmm.
But like your average like factory worker in New York City and your average just like white dude in the South, they don't care.
No.
They don't want to fight. And I think like at that point it was wealthy people that these lines were split across. In this 1960s civil rights time, that was like racial, not necessarily republic or not a partisan like party issue, mm-hmm. but like along racial lines. Vietnam, during Vietnam, same thing, not necessarily like a party issue, but a split along like the people versus the government, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I think what's unique now is that like every Tom, Dick, and Harry from the top to the bottom is split. Like everyone is included.
Yeah.
In these issues.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I don't know.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hope you enjoyed our hot takes.
That is the end of this week's White Rabbit podcast. We hope you enjoyed. And we will see you, I'm not going to say same time next week. It's never the same day.
It's never same time, even though our description says every Thursday.
Yeah, you should take that out of the description.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some Thursdays.
Some days.
New episodes, some
just say days. New episode every week.
New episode every, most of the time, week.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
New episode sometimes.
Just put new episodes weekly in parentheses sometimes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel of fortune for that one.
Tune in next time when we rate. Which flavor should we rate next time?
Coconut.
Coconut.
And Juneberry.
Okay. I would agree with that.
And I'll work on getting more. So. All right.
Yep.
You better.
All right. Bye, chat.
Bye.